Hi, everybody. This is Marlene with Miami Ghost Chronicles, Stories of the Supernatural. And today I have one of the most macabre stories that occurred not too far from here in Miami, over in Key West, Florida. And it's something what's known as the Secret of Elena's Tomb, or as I would like to call it, the Black Wedding. It all started on a dark, moonless night in 1940, when four people went to Key West Cemetery and took a casket from an ornate family crypt and buried it in an unmarked grave. They took pains to make sure no one would notice the freshly dug grave. It would not be that difficult to do, since hundreds had already been buried here in a cemetery established in 1847. One would think that this skullduggery was reserved for perhaps a criminal or an undesirable from Key West community, but it was anything but that. In the casket were the remains of an ill-fated young woman who had known neither happiness in life nor rest in death. Her name was Maria Elena Milagros Hoyos, and she was the daughter of a local cigar maker by the name of Francisco Pancho Hoyos and his wife Aurora. In February of 1926, when Elena was still very young, she married Luis Mesa. Her first and only child died either at birth or through miscarriage, and she was abandoned by her husband, who went off to Miami. In 1930, she started to feel ill, and her mother had taken her to the hospital. And this is where it was discovered that she had contracted tuberculosis, which at this time was incurable. This was where she also met Carl Tanzler, who was a radiologist at the hospital. At those times, an X-ray was used to diagnose tuberculosis, so he was probably the first to realize that Elena suffered from an advanced case of TB. Tanzler, who was a self-proclaimed medical doctor, attempted to treat and cure Hoyos with a variety of medicines, as well as X-ray and electrical equipment that were brought to the Hoyos' home. Tanzler showered Hoyos with gifts of jewelry and clothing and allegedly professed his love to her. But when he proposed marriage, despite the fact that they were both already married to other people and there was quite a difference in their age, once he made his intentions known to the family, Elena's father cut him off and told him not to come back. However, Elena's case was so far advanced that she died shortly after her diagnosis. And then Tanzler went to her sister Florinda, also known as Nana, and offered to build an expensive crypt. Florinda allowed him to do so, and he was the one that even built it himself. Many years went by, and everyone thought that there would be no further story about the beautiful Maria Elena Hoyos. However, on October 6, 1940, Elena's sister, Florinda, followed up on a rumor that her sister's body was no longer in its crypt. It was more than once that this had been whispered to her, and she could not withstand this distasteful task she had set for herself before going to the police. She confronted Carl Tanzler with her suspicions, and when she told him to open the crypt, he said that Elena was not there. He took her to the shack on Rest Beach where he lived at, and where she saw chilled her blood, and even when she was not sure if this was indeed her sister or just a doll that looked like her, she saw that the effigy wore a veil and a wedding band, and was lying down on what looked to be a marital bed. Horrified, she gave Van Kozel 1 week to return the corpse back into the crypt. And Van Kozel, which in truth his real name was Carl Tanzler, refused because, according to the memoirs he wrote later, Elena spoke to him during all those years that she had been his bride and had made attempts to get up from the marital bed. Florinda then went to the police, who came with a search warrant to the home. Carl Tanzler was one of Key West's eccentric characters, and as much maybe all they expected was to find a doll, as he was also known for being a sculptor. However, the deputies found exactly what Florinda Medina had described, and Tanzler was taken to jail and charged with grave robbery, among other things. Elena's effigy was sent to the local funeral home. After Tanzler's arrest, the ugly truth of what transpired to Elena became known. In the days that followed the burial, he would visit the crypt frequently, removing the top from the casket to look through the glass at Elena's face. He reportedly said that Oyo's spirit would come to him when he would sit by her grave, and he would serenade her corpse with a favorite Spanish song of her called La Boda Negra, or The Black Wedding, which lyrics spoke about a caretaker at a cemetery who has fallen in love with a woman buried there. Tanzler said that she would often tell him to take her from the grave. It was inevitable that Elena's body would start to decompose since it had not been embalmed. Tanzler decided that he needed to buy time in order to bring her back to life, and in her gratitude, she would marry him. He bought an old airplane chassis and eventually planned to fly them back to Germany, where they could both live happily ever after. One evening in April 1933, Tanzler crept through the cemetery where Elena was buried and removed her body from the mausoleum, carting it through the cemetery after dark on a toy wagon and stashing it in the old airplane fuselage he had bought. He then paid a taxi driver to tow the wingless plane back to his shack on the edge of town on Flagler Street. The shack had once been a real estate office built in the 1920s during the Florida land boom. The owner, however, had jumped from a building and committed suicide after the market crash in 1929. Tanzler kept Elena's body in the fuselage for 2 years, which by this time all he had left was bones, which he attached together with wire and coat hangers, and he fitted the face with glass eyes. As the skin of the corpse decomposed, Tanzler replaced it with silk cloth soaked in beeswax and plaster of Paris. As the hair fell out of the decomposing scalp, he fashioned a wig from her hair that had been collected by her mother and been given to Tanzler not long after her burial in 1931. Carl Tanzler filled the corpse's abdominal and chest cavity with rags to keep the original form. He dressed Hoyle's remains in stockings, jewelry, and gloves and kept the body in his bed. He also used copious amounts of perfumes, disinfectants, and preserving agents to mask the odor of decomposition and forestall the effects of the corpse basically becoming only bones once more. For the next 7 years, he experimented with different forms of preserving the corpse in order to bring her back to life, and he would use cosmetics on her skin to give color to her lifeless face. Carl Tanzler slept in a bed next to the corpse. Two physicians, Dr. DePue and Dr. Foraker, who attended the 1940 autopsy of Elena's remains, recalled in 1972 that a paper tube had been inserted in the vaginal area of the corpse that allowed for intercourse. This examination proved that von Kossel was a necrophiliac because he was having intercourse with the corpse of the dead Elena. However, the doctors who discovered this waited until 1972, when her family had all died, in order to disclose this part of the examination of the remains. After his arrest, Carl Tanzler was examined by psychiatrists and found to be sane. He was released under bond, and when the trial came up, he was released since the offense had been committed so long ago that the statute of limitations had expired. After his release, he wanted Lena's body back, and he even went to court to regain it from her sister. His request, of course, was denied. In 1940, a young woman who had lived and died in obscurity had her mummified remains paraded, where more than 6,800 people lined up to see it inside the Dean Lopez funeral home. Her name and likeness was part of a bizarre story that was seen all around the world. After her second burial, Elena's sister, Nana, along with her husband Mario, Benjamin Sawyer the undertaker, and Otto Bethel the sexton at the cemetery, conducted the secret burial. There was a great fear that Tensler would desecrate the mausoleum again and steal the body back. Otto Bethel, as sexton, had already taken steps to have the new hole dug, and they were the only ones to know the location of the secret grave. Shortly after the trial, Van Kossel was out of money. He was told to leave the shack on Flagler Street, where he had been squatting, and afterwards it was razed. However, during that winter, before he went to trial, he had been charging 25 cents for a tour so curious onlookers could see the shack where he had kept Lena. However, once the trial was over, he had no money or job, and he was forced to leave Key West, where he was not welcomed anymore. He went off to Zephyr Hills, Florida, and within hours of his departure from Key West, the mausoleum he had built for Lena exploded. You would think that the sad story of Lena would be the end of this family's misfortune, but it seems as if this family was cursed, as most of them died of tuberculosis. In 1934, both her younger sister named Celia and her father, who was 53 years old, both died of tuberculosis. Her mother died in 1940, and her older sister Florinda, Nana, who had gone ahead and taken care of taking her body from Tensler, died in 1944 from tuberculosis. It was also in that same year that Florinda's husband, Mario Medina, who had assisted in that secret burial, died after being electrocuted when he was on a job in Key West Naval Base. It's possible that the disease struck so much of the family because they were living in cramped quarters. In 1930, Elena was living with her parents and her two sisters in the house of her in-laws, the Messas, on Grinnell Street. The Messas lived there with seven of their sons. One of them was Louis, who was married to Elena, and then the grandfather named George. By the 1960s, all the people who had witnessed the secret burial were dead and taken the secret of the grave to the great beyond. Now you can ask yourself, who was Carl Tensler? He was born Carl Tensler, or George Carl Tensler, on February 8, 1877, in Dresden, Germany. Around 1920, he married Doris Anna Schaefer. At that time, he was listed as George Carl Tensler on the marriage certificate. Together, they had two children, Aisha Tensler, who was born in 1922 and passed away in 1998, and Crystal Tensler, born in 1924 and who died in 1934 at the age of 10 of either diphtheria or tuberculosis. Tensler immigrated to the United States in 1926, sailing from Rotterdam on February 6, 1926 to Havana, Cuba. From Cuba, he settled in Zephyr Hills, Florida, where his sister had already immigrated to. He was later joined by his wife and his two daughters. He abandoned his wife and his two young daughters in Zephyr Hills in 1927 and took a job as a radiology technologist at the U.S. Marine Hospital in Key West, using the name of Carl Van Cossel. In 1944, Tansler, after he left back to Pasco County, which is where Zephyr Hills is located, wrote an autobiography that appeared in the pulp publication Fantastic Adventures. In 1947, his home, which was near his wife's Doris, who apparently helped to support him in his later years. And then in 1950, he received his United States citizenship in Tampa. In 1952, he passed away. His body was found after 3 weeks, and it was well decomposed. There were rumors that said that he had died on top of the wax effigy he had remade of Elena Oils. Others said that it was just propped in a corner. But no doubt, Carl Tansler was a very disturbed man. Apparently, the most he could do was explode a mausoleum, because at that time he was in his 70s. Can you imagine what he would have done if he would have been a younger man, when he would have been taken away from his beloved? Who knows what he would have done? And so poor Lena became part of a black wedding without her acceptance, without her approval. And it was only in the mind of a very, very sick man that she welcomed his embrace.